with SRN News, I'm John Scott.
11 days into the war against Iran, and War Secretary Pete Hegseth says the United States continues to unleash its military might.
Today will be yet again our most intense day of strikes inside Iran. The most fighters, the most bombers, the most strikes. Intelligence more refined and better than ever.
At a news conference, Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane says Iran's missile and drone launches have dropped sharply.
Ballistic missile attacks continue to trend downward, 90% from where they've started. And one-way attack drones have decreased 83% since the beginning of the operation.
The Islamic Republic has vowed to fight on. The national average gasoline price, $3.48 a gallon on Monday. That's up from $2.90 just before the war, according to tracking by AAA. Months after Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned from Congress after a falling out with President Trump, voters in her Georgia district will vote on her successor in a special election today.
Top candidates include Republicans Clay Fuller and Colton Moore and Democrat Sean Harris. President Trump has endorsed Fuller, a district attorney. But with nine Republicans, three Democrats, a Libertarian, and an independent running, a majority for one candidate may be elusive. The winner will serve out the remaining months of Taylor Greene's term. The winner will have to run again later this year to secure a full two-year term.
That's Bernie Bennett reporting. The hours-long security lines at a handful of U.S. airports this week highlight the potential problems when a government shutdown coincides with the busy spring break travel season. Houston's Hobby Airport lines consistently lasting more than 3 hours, much of Sunday and Monday. This is SRN News. Oregon Democrats reject legislation designed to protect infants. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Ashley Sadler of Oregon Right to Life says, quote, pro-abortion lawmakers in the Oregon Senate voted against bringing a bill to the floor that would require doctors to provide the same standards of care to babies born alive during failed abortions as newborns delivered under unusual circumstances. 18 states have laws that provide such protections for babies who survive abortion, and polls indicate that most Americans support such measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
This month's report by Rhode Island's Attorney General detailing decades of sexual abuse by Catholic churches is giving survivors a sense of vindication while reviewing calls for accountability and support. The investigation identified 75 clergy members who sexually abused more than 300 children since 1950. This is SRN News. A massive fire broke out at a barge carrying scrap metal on the Delaware Bay. The barge appeared to be floating on the bay as boats on both sides of the barge fired water cannons into the piles of metal. There were no injuries, or the shipping traffic in the bay was not impacted. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting on the resignation of a bishop charged with financial crimes.
The San Diego County Sheriff's Office says it arrested Bishop Emmanuel Shaletta on March 5th at the San Diego International Airport as he tried to leave the country. The Sheriff's Office says it acted after someone from Shaletta's church provided a statement and documentation showing potential embezzlement from the church. Shaletta is being held on a $125,000 bail on embezzlement, money laundering, and aggravated white-collar crime charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.